This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports that half of all adults in the United States have in fact tested or at least received one COVID-19 shot.
The CDC says almost 130 million people 18 or older have received at least one dose of a vaccine. That's 50.4% of the adult population of the U.S. Almost 84 million, about a third, have been fully vaccinated.
That is AP's Ben Thomas reporting. India's chief medical minister is now urging the federal government to provide more hospital beds to tackle the COVID-19 crisis after the capital, New Delhi, recorded more than 25,500 coronavirus cases within a 24-hour period, with about one in three people testing and returning a positive result. In a separate statement, the city government said that it had informed the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's federal administration about the dire need of beds and oxygen, and beds were now being set up in schools. India's government relaxed almost all lockdown curbs of last year by the beginning of 2021, although some regions have introduced some sort of localized restriction. Hundreds of passengers thronged Australian ports and airports on Monday as the open border system began with New Zealand, a pandemic milestone that allows Australian residents to fly there for the first time in over a year. This is VOA News. In response to killings in Niger, the government is calling for the incident, a cowardly attack by people who claim to be Muslims. Gunmen on motorcycles attacked the village near Niger's troubled border with Mali, shooting at people as they prayed at the mosque during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, killing 19 people. The attack took place in a village which has come under repeated attack by suspected Islamic militants since January. Russia has ordered 20 Czech diplomats to leave the country within a day in response to Prague's expulsion of 18 Russian diplomats. The Czech government has alleged the Russian embassy staffers were spies for a military intelligence agency that was involved in a fatal ammunition depot explosion in 2014. The Czech ambassador was summoned to the Russian Foreign Ministry and told the 20 diplomats must leave by the close of Monday. Meanwhile, the Czech police are trying to determine if two Russians charged in absentia with trying to poison a former Russian spy in England in 2018 were involved in a 2014 explosion in the Czech Republic. Associates of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny are calling for massive protests in Moscow and St. Petersburg Wednesday, saying Navalny's health is deteriorating during a hunger strike. A top strategist for Navalny said the demonstrations were called with 3 days' notice because they don't know how long he can hold on. The 44-year-old Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's most visible critic. He started a hunger strike more than 3 weeks ago to protest prison authorities' refusal to allow him to be seen by a private doctor. He says he is suffering from severe back pain and loss of feeling in his leg. The Russian Penitentiary Service says he is getting appropriate care. And the European Space Agency is set to host the 8th European Conference on Space Debris this week. Experts will meet in an attempt to come up with solutions for the growing problem. An estimated 129 million objects larger than a millimeter are currently orbiting above our heads, threatening global communications, weather forecasting, even space flight. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.